from RTE Brainstorm, How Are You Lads? How We Greet Our Friends and Acquaintances by Chris Fitzgerald from Mary Immaculate College, Limerick. Imagine you are entering a room of friends, both male and female, and you want to greet them all with one expression. So what do you say? How's it going, everyone? Hi, lads. Hello, all. Maybe a wordless cock of the head and a smile is sufficient. The way that we address and greet others in Ireland is one of the aspects of Irish English that distinguishes it from English spoken elsewhere. These words or gestures can be passing salutations or openers of longer conversations, but the way we greet each other provides a fascinating window into our culture and society. Phatic communication is a term used to describe a type of interaction that is not about the exchange of information, but does have a social function. As well as small talk, greetings are examples of this, and in Irish English often take the form of questions. When we say, how are you, as a greeting, we don't necessarily want to hear how a person is really doing. This is demonstrated by the common response to this as being a repetition of the question or another variation of the same, such as, how's it going? By answering the question with a question, we show that it is the act of asking the question that is important, not receiving an answer. Other common responses such as grand and not so bad are what is referred to as understatement, in that they often avoid the reality of a situation in favour of something that can be quickly moved on from. The alternative to this would be to outline various ailments or problems you may have in response to how are you, which may prolong an encounter beyond what is acceptable for the context. Worse than this may be a description of how good one's life is currently, which can be equally unacceptable. An interesting phenomenon with certain vocatives or terms of address is that they become gender neutral when they are made plural and can be used to address groups of people consisting of males and females. Studies that draw on large databases of language suggest that the plural form lads and guys can be gender neutral, while lad and guy refer to males. So why do some terms get this treatment and others avoid it? There are a few possible answers to this question. One may be that to be included as one of the lads or one of the guys might have been seen as a term of endearment, so females were included and the terms evolved to be gender inclusive as a result. It could be argued that the evolution of these terms to include females marks a kind of gender power dynamic in language, in that it is acceptable for females to be addressed with a previously male-only term, but it is not acceptable for males to be addressed with previously female-only terms. Pragmatics is the study of language in context. Understanding the context in which language is used is integral to establishing the meaning of words and expressions. To really understand the language used in a given situation, we need to know contextual information such as the relationships between speakers, the level of formality given to the situation, and what it is the speakers want to achieve in a conversation. All of these can influence the greetings people use. The meanings of words change as the acceptable context in which they are used evolve. While we may still hear people say guys and gals, or even lads and lasses or lassies, these terms are becoming less frequent as guys and lads become more normalised as gender-neutral terms. Irish English greetings were once heavy with religious references due to the influence of the Irish language greetings that referred to religious figures, but these are now becoming infrequent. Of course, culture and climate inform our greetings and small talk. The weather provides Irish people with a constant topic of phatic communication to draw upon. Small talk about the weather in Ireland has such prominence that it can be embedded into greetings. How are you? Nice day. Or even replace them. Horrible day. We have the luxury of a topic to lean on that is absent in other countries and cultures with more consistent and predictable weather. As well as being a necessary politeness strategy, engaging in this type of small talk has been proven to have a positive psychological impact. Language evolves according to how young people use it. Though older people may bemoan the use of lads to include both genders, or the infiltration of guys from American English, there is little that can be done to change these developments. Even everyday expressions, such as greetings, are in a constant state of change. An example of an early English greeting is "Hail be thou," meaning "be healthy." Maybe try that greeting next time you enter a room of friends. Discover more at rte.ie/brainstorm. RTE Brainstorm is produced by RTE in conjunction with UCC, University of Limerick, Maynooth University, DCU, TU Dublin, Research Ireland and Chagosk.